Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey, what's going on, tribe? This is a really cool episode for you today. I'm excited about it. I think there's a lot of people out there who struggle to figure out what they're supposed to create. And you feel like in order to be an entrepreneur, you've got to invent something. You've got to create something. You've got to make something. You've got to produce something, or it's got to be about you. And that can really intimidate people. I know because I've coached tens of thousands of people through this process. And I just see that coming up time and time again. People are like, I don't know what my thing is. I don't have anything special. And I want to be my own brand, or I want to go into be an entrepreneur, but I don't have anything. And I always say, just start. Just freaking start. You've heard it a million times if you've heard it once. If you've listened to Build Your Tribe, I know this message resonates with you. You've heard it. Brock and Brett and I have been working with our new marketing impact students, and we've been going through that process, like just helping people to understand, like, just go for it. Stop overthinking it and spread your wings. For those of you who maybe are already successful creating something online, you too need to consider branching out, considering other streams of income. There's so many other cool things that you could be doing that could supplement your income or could turn into something that's more fun and more lucrative for you. There are other ways for you to create income, and one of them is by affiliate marketing. Now, affiliate marketing, there's lots of different forms of it. For some people, that has a negative connotation. For others, they don't even know what that word means. But basically, affiliate marketing is when you're recommending something and you earn a commission or a percentage each time someone purchases that product, service, or program, and they use your link. Now, there are affiliate programs where, for example, I have a couple of them where I've gone to them and said, okay, can I give a percentage of what you would pay to me in a commission? Can I give a percentage of that to my audience in terms of a discount? And then I earn a small percentage. Because for me, I like my audience to receive a discount. Like, you know, what's in it for them if they use my link? I want there to be something in it for them. If they're going to ask me, like, hey, I want to buy that thing that I saw you using or that program that I heard you talking about, I want to be able to say to them, cool, not just here's the website, but here's a discount that I've been able to negotiate for you. Like, it's a win-win. Affiliate marketing is most successful when you have a relationship of trust. Like, there's literally a relationship between you and the people you care about. Now, a lot of us assume that must mean the people who follow us in social media, but that's not necessarily true. Think about the sheer number of things that you've called up a friend or texted someone or taken a screenshot and sent it to a friend of yours and said, hey, oh my gosh, this is amazing. You should try it. I did it tonight. Tonight, I was using this kitchen gadget and I took a quick video of it and I sent it to one of my girlfriends. I'm like, you have to get one of these. It's life-changing. Well, I don't have an affiliate for that, but that's what affiliate marketing is, where you set up a relationship with a company that offers something that you believe in, you've tried, and you love. When you make those kinds of recommendations to people in your real life and people in your social media life or on your email list, that could develop into a very rewarding, both emotionally and financially, opportunity for you. What I hope that you'll take away from today's interview, which, by the way, this is an interview that I originally released on Build Your Tribe many years ago, I think like even 4 years ago, but I just re-listened to it this week because I'm working with our new marketing impact students and talking to them about why this is just such a great alternative, especially for those who, A, don't have time to create their own thing, don't have the incentive, don't have the interest, don't have the whatever, but they have things that they love. And so that's what we've been talking about in our trainings this week. And I want to share with them the story of my former makeup artist, who since the time that we recorded this podcast has gone on to create, as she likes to refer to it, her second act, and moved away from styling and makeup. And now she's a full-time brand, social media, and business advisor. She's built a million-dollar brand based on trust, based on helping people, based on doing things that she could never have ever believed she herself would be doing. But it really started. It just started by vetting some great products and services and programs, one of which was Marketing Impact Academy, and telling her friends about it long before she had an email list. And in this episode, you're going to hear the story of that. And I hope that it really inspires you. Now, for those of you who are MIA members, please know you, in fact, are eligible to become an affiliate for our Marketing Impact Academy program. And if you're not an MIA member, why aren't you? But if you're not an MIA member, I want you to just listen to this episode and think about all of the things that you currently recommend and love and talk to your social media following and the people you know in real life about, and consider checking into it, look into it, go on their websites, click on the about or the contact and see if they have an affiliate program. What would be the harm? Especially those larger ticket items, the things that you're telling people about them all the time anyways, why not become an affiliate and create additional income? All right, without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to my friend, Tiffany Lee Bymaster, who I'm so proud of her success. Again, since we recorded this, she's gone on to coach, I think, over 2,600 students of her own. She's created her own courses. She's become a top affiliate for countless other programs and just a trusted resource. You can learn more and get in touch with Coach Glitter, as she's known, by going to coachglitter.com. But let me wrap this up so we can get to the interview with Tiffany Lee Bymaster. Tiffany, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, and everyone else is listening in because this particular episode is going to help so many people.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
This is great because I just think you are so many of the people who are listening today who, you know, I hear from them. They're like, I don't know how to attract the right kind of people. I don't know what my message is. I don't know what my purpose is. I kind of know that I want to help people, and they just don't quite have it figured out. So I wanted to bring you on today because I think that in sharing your story and even where you were just a couple of years ago, it will help people tremendously understand that you just have to start.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I really just started getting into helping people in a different way outside of what my longtime career has been, it's something that I went in not even knowing that I was doing it and very doubtful that was actually like a real thing until it started to happen.
Let me back you up. So When you say the career that I've been doing for so many years, and then I started helping people outside of that, how were you helping them outside of that?
Well, I've been a makeup artist and a stylist for over 14 years now. And that's a job that I know really, really well. Mm-hmm. But I finally dove into personal development myself just because I needed it. And that was barely 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so that completely changed my life. And I had to tell everybody else about it, anyone that would listen. And so as a result of just sharing my own experience of how much of a huge impact all the personal and business development classes I started taking, just going and sharing what I do, that's really what got me into helping other people do exactly the same. So people from every walk of life with so many different goals who are just kind of stuck and not sure what their purpose is or what they're supposed to be doing, or they're just generally unhappy. I just found myself sharing what I did and they really related to it.
Now, when you say sharing what I did, it's kind of the swell of passion and excitement. You almost feel like an evangelist sometimes because you're like, this works and it's going to change your life. And especially when someone tips you off that they're stuck or they're unhappy or unfulfilled or they haven't reached their potential, you get excited to share what you've been going through. But correct me if I'm wrong, it's also because you're like, and this will work for you too. And I'm really passionate about it.
Yes. I mean, I was a believer. I can totally see how it's almost like, yeah, you're an evangelist. But, you know, I was really careful not to be that annoying person that stuffed it down people's throats. But I just, anyone who followed me on social media, they could quickly see that there was a change in me. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just career and business-wise, but personally, and I'm sure even just what I posted about drastically changed. But, you know, when people would show an interest, then I would very carefully, without freaking them out or scaring them away, mm-hmm. just share what it was that I did and what programs I did just to help me and the change that I had in me. You're so passionate about it that you want everyone to know about it. But yeah, people really, really saw just from the changes in content that I was posting and just the changes in me slowly, but surely as I got into it more and learned so much more.
Now, what was your intention when you're sharing this with people? Why are you sharing it with people when you're saying, I've just come back from this or I've read this book? Why were you sharing those things?
All of these amazing personal development and business development programs that I discovered had made such an impact in my life in so many different positive ways that I wanted other people to feel that, like that amazing feeling of just being able to exhale and feel like, okay, I have a plan and a path that I'm going to take. And I had just such an overwhelming sense of relief and release and just overwhelming positivity, all these amazing things that I wanted everyone else to feel. Mm-hmm. So I almost could not help myself, just like I've always been doing prior to getting into business and personal development. Mm-hmm. I've always shared with people anything that if I discovered something, I wanted to share it with them.
That's true.
So whether it's my favorite blush that you absolutely have to have because it is going to change your life, mm-hmm. or this amazing business program, or just read this book or anything like that.
Yeah, I would agree that that piece of you was already building trust amongst others because you've always been someone who, it didn't matter whether it was makeup or skincare, you've always said, okay, this is the most amazing place to buy linens, or here's a place locally where you've got to go try this restaurant. You've always been that person who, in social media, if they were following you and you're going to recommend something in any walk of life, you were putting your own reputation. I've tried this, I like it, and I know you will too. So there was already that trust built there. So then take me back to that moment when you decided, okay, I'm not just a makeup artist. There's more to what I have to offer.
You know, I really had a very slow aha moment that built up. It wasn't like this lightning bolt to the head type of thing. It really, for me, was pretty slow. But once I got it, I really got it. And I figured out that I'm really great at, whether it's with my makeup or my styling clients, like they come to me 80% amazing, but I can take them to that extra 20% or 30% and just reach their full potential. And I just realized that my natural ability and wanting to help other people, that translates far outside of just, you know, makeup and styling. It's what I do with everyone that's in my accountability group, everyone who is going through all these programs and we do it together. And I'm just there to help them guide and kind of just reveal what's already there, but I'm just helping to facilitate that. I think that's what I finally figured out is what I'm really great at.
Yeah. Can I put you in an uncomfortable position for just a moment
and
ask you to just break it up a little bit? Tell us where you are today. Like, own it.
Well, I have to give all the credit to you because it truly is your Smart Success Academy that has changed everything. It really was the catalyst. That's going to be one of the biggest milestones in, you know, timeline that is my life, because that's really where things changed for me.
In the way that you think?
In the way that I think, the way that I do business, in who I work with. I mean, I really have set definitions of exactly how I want to truly design my life. And so it's been barely 2 years, but in that time, I've already tripled my income. And I know people, for a lot of times, it's not just about the financial, but then again, it is. And for me, it was. I mean, I was a struggling artist, like a lot of people out there. You don't make a ton of money as a makeup artist and a stylist. I really feel like, you know, I've been doing this for so many years and I've been very creative in how I can reach new clients, but I really did plateau in how much money I could possibly make. So I had to find creative ways. And as I discovered all of the amazing things that were happening to me, it opened up my eyes to things that I didn't even know were possibilities before. And it a lot of it did happen organically, but once I actually put an effort into it to make it turn into something, it quickly actually turned into an amazing, well, it's bigger than my side job now. It's actually turning into what I spend most of my time doing. And that's helping other business people who are just like me a year and a half, 2 years ago, and they're kind of stuck and they just need to figure out, you know, sit down for the first time in their life and figure out what it is they want to do.
So I'm meeting you for the first time and I say, so Tiffany, tell me, what do you do? How do you describe what you do now?
You know, it's still in the process of evolving because it is so new. And just a couple months ago when I met with my last group for Marketing Impact Academy, but I met with a lot of the people in that group and they're like, you know, you've been so amazing. Thank you so much for helping me. You were my mentor. And I'm like, who? I'm your what? So it's new for me. That's a new role. But again, it's something that happened and I need to consciously look at what I can do with that.
Yeah.
I had never written down solid goals in my life. Like I'm surprised I was as successful as I was prior to it.
Yeah.
But I never actually sat down and figure out what it is that I want to do with myself.
Yeah.
And my husband and I do it together now too, which is crazy because, you know, I did it on my own and he saw all the changes that were happening to me. And that was kind of like the walking, talking billboard without having to even explain what it was I was doing because he wanted to join in.
That's really what it's about. I mean, in fact, I remember when we were filming basically a tutorial video for our small coaching group. And I was sharing with them kind of my thoughts on affiliate marketing and how, you know, I was never really comfortable with that whole idea of affiliate marketing. For those of you listening, we're talking about when you share a program or a service or something that you'd like to recommend and you are an affiliate for them. So for example, I'm an affiliate for Bluehost or I'm an affiliate for Kajabi. These are programs and services we use. If I refer someone to one of those programs, I earn an affiliate fee. And I didn't know a lot about it. I just knew that there were these trainings, tools, resources that the people who I was very passionate about helping, I knew that they needed this. It's like, okay, here's a shortcut. You need to go to this, you know, world's greatest speaker training to become better at marketing your craft. And what I was sharing with our small coaching group was that I wasn't doing traditional email marketing in terms of affiliates. I was personally texting the people who I knew needed it and would say, this is what you need to do. And here's why. And I love you. And this is going to shortcut it for you. And you were there on set as you usually are directing photography, making sure everything's lined up and, you know, not just me and my hair and makeup and image, but you know, you kind of do everything when we're on set. You make sure the lighting's right. Basically, I guess you could say DP. But once we finished, you said to me, well, could I be an affiliate? There's some people who I know need this.
Yeah.
So for those people who don't know, you went from going, can I do this too? Uh-huh. And you said, because I don't have an email list, but there's so many people, Chalene, who I love and they need to do this. And I love that incentive, but I just know that people need to do this. And since that time, you've become one of the top affiliates, not just in our launch, but with people whose names, I mean, I don't even want to mention them, but they're the biggest names in personal and business development.
Yeah.
All the big boys are like, who is Tiffany Lee Bymaster? Who is this? They're like, how powerful is her list? I'm like, it's not about her list.
I didn't even have a list last year. I didn't even know what it was. I just nodded my head and go, okay, that list thing. I don't have one, but it sounds good. I did not even have one.
That's perfect. So people who listen to this program love the steps. I don't have a list. I don't even know how I can influence people, but there's something I'm doing or using that I am passionate about and I want to share it with others. Walk us through the steps. How did you do this?
The first thing that I did was talk to the people that I knew in my real life outside of just social media, but people that I actually knew. And I just talked to them and said, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been changing a lot of the way I do business and I'm not hustling anymore. I'm not killing myself to work every single hour of the day in order to make a little bit more money. I've actually been able to, at that time, I'd almost doubled my income and started drastically cutting back on the hours that I was working. And it was because I was just being so much more efficient and then also going after the correct clients and being available for them. And we also talked about all of those things. And I said, I know that you are so stressed and you deserve to live a totally different life because you're so smart and you have so much potential and you're just killing yourself. And what's your plan to get out of this by next year?
So like, did you literally like make a list or was this just mental?
It was mental and everyone was so responsive. Like almost 100% of my friends that I approached, they were so on board because they're like, thank you for telling me about this because this is trust. What I need. Yeah, they already knew me. They already trust me.
Yes.
And they also knew that I was the guinea pig in that. I already did it.
You were in effect the testimonial.
I was. I was my own walking testimonial. Mm-hmm. And they told some of their friends that said, you know, I have a girlfriend or my neighbor who is, you know, going through the same thing and she needs this as well. So we got this little amazing accountability group together with maybe 12 people. Mm-hmm. And then I talked about it online because I said, shoot, this is amazing. And the response I got with my friends in real life, like everyone says they hate sales, they hate sales. Well, everybody hates like that weird slimy kind of sales.
Yeah.
But everything you do pretty much all day long, whether you're just sharing about a product that you like or a new class at the gym, that's all to me just sharing. It's sales.
You think of it as passionately sharing what has worked for you with people who you have passion for.
Absolutely. And that is my definition of what sales is. And I think we should redefine it because people are so opposed to it. And I think there's nothing wrong. In fact, I love when someone I know and I trust tells me to go to this car mechanic because he's great. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, that's why Yelp does so well.
That's true. Good point. You are like Yelp.
I am a human Yelp.
Okay. So you're like, there are these programs. I'm going to become an affiliate for them. Mm-hmm. I don't have an email list, but I know 5 or 10 people who need to do this, and I'm going to hold them accountable. I'm going to reach out to them. And did you specifically ask them to reach out to others?
So this entire thing happened within about a week where I first approached just the friends that I knew in real life. And because of the great response I got from them, they told their friends as well. And then I got brave enough because I got that validation from the people that I knew in real life to talk about it on my Facebook page and on Instagram. And I really just very gently sprinkled it in saying, you know, I went through this amazing program and it was just a testimonial. It was just my personal account of how it changed my life.
So you reach out to these people and there was a time frame in which you knew you needed to get people to take action.
Absolutely. You know, I had less than a week. And while everyone else traditionally would probably be sending out information, mass emails to everyone on their list, I had zero list. And so the reason why it worked online, though, was because the people that followed me and my friends that are on Facebook, the friends I've never, ever met, but we know each other through Facebook.
Okay.
They had also seen the changes and they trusted me. And the little things I did share about this amazing program, it really helped me to change my business in these ways. I don't do this anymore. And I don't do this anymore. And, you know, I just gave my personal examples and account of how it changed. And I got so many people. The response was huge.
Okay. So now just nuts and bolts. Does this mean then that you're saying, okay, so if you want to do this with me, click this link? Are you saying join my Facebook group? Are you texting them? Are you Facebook inboxing them? Or is it all of those things?
All of those things. So the people that are like, I'm not exactly sure what this is. Can you send me more information? Then I would, you know, spend more one-on-one time with them, send them a message, an inbox message, and we would, you know, just have a regular conversation and talk about what it is and how it could help them. And I would give them my link and say, of course, this is my link. If you sign up with me, what I can offer you are my personal bonuses, which I saw what all of the big boys were doing and they're giving away these amazingly huge programs. So I'm like, how? Okay, I don't even know how I got this opportunity, but I'm going to make the most of it because I believe in this program so much. And whether I get 2 people that sign up with me or 40, I'm going to make the most of it because I believe in it. And I totally know what it's going to do if they just do it, just sign up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to personally be a part of your accountability group that I'm going to create for just the people that sign up with me.
So in other words, you told them, hey, I'm an affiliate. And if by using this link, I can keep track of the fact that you've signed up. But more importantly, I want to put my money where my mouth is and make an investment in you. And so when you say I told them I would bonus them or I would give them something because, you know, they believed in me and trusted me to sign up for this, what was it you were giving people?
Well, I had to sit down and think about what it is that I could offer to people that goes above and beyond what they're going to get with just the program. With just the program is amazing, but I needed to give them an extra incentive.
Yeah.
And I don't have any products or other programs that I could offer to them, but I can offer my personal time and my experience. And so I did that through our own private Facebook accountability group. And also I gave them two Skypes, which is something that I do Skype consultations with all of my clients that don't live locally. And I've been doing that for at least 4 or 5 years.
And what was it that you offered on Skype?
They would do a consultation with me 99% of the time. People thought they were, oh, we're going to do a makeup and styling consultation. It wasn't. We went through one-on-one together all of the questions that they had that inevitably come up as they're going through the program, just bouncing off of, you know, ideas off of each other.
Have you become a business coach?
I think I have become a business coach. I mean, it's like this learning process of just working with all of these amazing people who put their trust in me. And it's been an active learning experience as I go through more accountability groups.
Yeah, it's interesting because I consider myself a business coach or personal development coach. And I think you need to consider yourself that as well. And anyone who's really very interested in helping people do whatever it is. What makes it unique is your own approach. Like your approach really relates and centers around your branding, your image, and how all of that can be packaged in such a way that you don't have to work quite so hard to deliver your message. And that's just been your gift. And mine, although we might do very much the same thing, mine might be more related to how to do these things and honor your partner and make sure your relationships strengthen in the process. And I guess my whole point is, it isn't that you have to do something wildly different from everyone else. You just have to have your own unique flavor or spin on it that often relates to your past experience.
Absolutely. And I think so many people get hung up on the fact their idea isn't completely original or there's a million other people that do it. And then all these other negative thoughts come in where you're like, I'm not skinny enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not young enough. I'm not experienced. All these things. Mm-hmm. But the reality is nobody can do anything the way that you can do it.
So you form this account, you say, all right, everybody, here's the date. I need you to sign up for this. If you're in, I'm going to invest in you.
Yes.
And you created basically a Facebook accountability group that became legendary. And it has been, I don't know if you intended it, but it's been the catalyst of your basically transition of your career.
Yeah.
You've become one of the top affiliate marketers who doesn't use her list. You use the people who you are personally passionate about in your real life.
Right.
And that is so flipping cool because they know you, like you, trust you. It's, you don't have to send 15 unopened emails to a list blindly who are like, okay, why are you sending me this? It's like, hey, you text them, you send them a message on Facebook and say, I know you, I know what you're doing, and here's why I know this fits.
Right. And that's why it worked the first time with such a small group. And because I over-delivered and I really did everything that I said I was going to do and went way above and beyond that, people were walking testimonials for me.
Yeah.
So the next time another launch came up for a different program and I was creating a new, I mean, the exact same bonuses on a Facebook accountability group and then Skypes. The Skypes used to be the, you know, the big ticket, right?
Right.
But it really turned and evolved into the accountability group that's like the amazing feature that I can offer to people because of what everybody else was saying for me, which is amazing when you don't have to talk about how great your thing is because everyone else says it for you.
So in other words, the piece of the accountability group that was an unintended benefit for you is all of the people who then become basically walking billboards for your accountability group.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What other amazing things have come from that? Because, you know, I think to myself, like, oh, gosh, I've got a couple of accountability groups. And I know before I started one, the ones that I have, thinking, I don't want to do this. I'm going to be babysitting.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be people who just want to wah, 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 you know, and I just don't want to do that. So how have you kept that something that you enjoy? Number one. And number two, what have been the benefits for you? Because it is an investment of your time and expertise.
Right. I learned early on from my first one that I needed to set all of the rules and the boundaries and the expectations from the day that I opened up the group.
Mm.
So I created all that even before I started adding everybody in. I made sure that I had very clear-cut rules because I wanted to make everyone be completely clear that I'm not a therapist. Mm-hmm. And I know great ones if you need them, but I'm not your therapist. This isn't group therapy. And I want you to get the most out of this if we don't treat it as such. You know, I tell them this is just a tool to help you get the most out of the programs, but this isn't a crutch where you're just spending all your time.
Yeah.
So we really set the expectations from day one.
What things came out of it? They're like, wow, I wasn't even intending this to be a benefit of me investing my time and my expertise, but it has benefited me in what ways?
I get so much out of helping other people because it makes me do the work as well. And it makes me revisit it again because I really do go through the modules at the same pace that they're getting it. So every time I do it, I get something completely new and different. But I just get so much better and stronger myself. You know, I continue to grow by helping others do the same thing.
Did you rank higher than top five last year in any of the affiliates competitions that you were a part of?
My very first one where I really wasn't sure of what I was doing, I got seventh.
Okay.
And then the second one, I got fifth.
Mm-hmm.
And then this last one, I got first.
What? I don't even want to mention some of the names of the people who you're competing against who, and I never set out to win an affiliate competition. I'm always like, I'm just going to recommend this because I use it. I love it. And I know people need to do this. I'm a female. I don't mean to say this in a way that's overgeneralizing, but I just want to help people. I want to take care of them. And that is much more rewarding to me than quote unquote winning anything. And true confession, my husband and I both said, you know, Tiffany's got this amazing accountability group. But the last year, she really tapped into people who she knew personally. I wonder what will happen this year because
I wonder the same thing.
So how did that happen?
Okay, so I went into it and I made a big goal just because I've learned to make bigger goals. My goals used to be so wimpy. It was like I would reach them so easily. So now I'm creating these really big, scary, fun goals. And so I had a number in mind and I said, that would be awesome. But honestly, when I think in my head and create a list of the people that I knew, most of the people that I knew already had done it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was the first time since I just finished Marketing Impact this past summer, going through the program myself for the first time, that I actually started creating a list. So I have a very small baby list. And these are people that know me through social media, who come in knowing that I do branding and I do styling and I do makeup and I do personal and business development. It's all sprinkled in. I really have been evolving my own brand as all of this has been happening in the last year and a half. But I've been able to tie it all in together just very openly. So this last launch really was a true test to see what impact I had as I was slowly growing my social media following. And I'm literally growing it very, very slowly. And everybody gets really stuck on the numbers. I did. I mean, it was like, you know, when you get 100 likes for the first time on an Instagram photo, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, we need to make a video of this day or something so we can remember.
I need to get an agent.
I know. I'm like, I'm famous. I'm insta-famous. So for me, I've discovered that it's not so much about these gigantic, huge numbers that I do not have, but it's about how you serve the people that do follow you and the friends that you have on Facebook and the people who are looking at all of the stuff that you're putting out there.
When I think about that, I think that the average person knows, yeah, I'm serving the people who follow me and I do care about them and it's legit. But I have to say, so that people understand the distinction, and maybe I'm just going to describe this from an outsider's viewpoint, Tiffany, is that I think what you've done differently is you personally, like when I say personally, it's not like, I don't mean you've just personally written the post. I mean, you personally took a group of people. You're like, these are the people I want to be my lifers. I believe in them. I like them. I want to invest my time in them. I want to hold them accountable and I'm going to know who they are. I'm going to know what they do and I'm going to dig into their lives. And yes, that's going to take some time. And yes, that's an investment on my part. But rather than just sharing deeply with thousands, I'm going to go deep with a very small group.
Yeah. And I love that it's a small enough group where we really, really get to know each other. Mm. By the end of six months, we really do know each other really well. And there's been so many close new friendships that have been created, and not just friendships, but people who are going to, in the very near future, collaborate together on business endeavors. People who I trust like that, that I would do business with. And those are really hard to come by just walking around in real life. But I think I've done a really good job of attracting the type of people that I know are the people who don't make excuses, are really, really positive. I just don't allow for people to be a bunch of negative Nellies on the board. I wasn't this much of a positive person. Like, I had to actively fight to become less negative. I really, really had to. I mean, I think I'm a much happier, nicer, positive person now than I was just a few years ago. But I've attracted that type of person, someone who's really motivated. They just need a little bit of direction. But like that whole 80-20 thing, if they come to me 80% with, I've got some experience, I've got a little bit of knowledge and history as to what I want to do, but I don't know exactly how to get there, I can help shape that extra 20%.
Yeah. And just to be clear, two things. Number one, you don't just affiliate for our programs. You've now figured out there's a lot of things I'm really passionate about, and I can really use this to help the people I care about. And the second thing I wanted to say is that when I guess you could say, started transitioning into this space, affiliate marketing, internet marketing, those two terms felt slimy, or at least I had like this negative connotation in my mind about them. And what I love is the way you've just described it makes you feel. And I think that we need to understand and get the word out that there are lots of different ways you can market. And if you do it with your heart and you truly, you decided who you want to help. You didn't say, okay, anybody jump in my car and I'll take you on this journey. You're like, I'll decide who gets in the car because I need to enjoy this ride too. And if I'm going to give you a piece of me, I need to like you and be a fan of you and root for you. And that's this weird thing that I never expected to happen, but I feel so like, I don't want to say good, it's bigger than that. I just feel so much like I'm living my purpose because I'm helping the right kind of people who I'm attracting to me. And I think people can learn from your story that it can be a very rewarding, authentic, heart-centered way to help others.
I've done some really cool things in my job. I've got to meet some really cool people. I've got to go lots of really cool places and work on some cool productions. But nothing compares to this feeling of, yeah, it's hard to find the right word to fully capture how amazing you feel. Like, and it is so new for me that I want more of it. Like, I want to help more people because I want to feel like this and I want them to feel so good. Yeah. And it just bounce off each other. But it truly is so much more rewarding and bigger than anything else I've ever done before.
Wow. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Did you ever think this could be you?
0.00%.
Why?
Honestly, I never, because I'd never even put myself into a position where it could be a possibility. I knew that I loved working with people. I knew that I could help make people not just look better. That's part of it. But when you make someone look better, they feel better. So it's so not a superficial thing with me because I've seen how people change immediately. They stand up taller when you just show them how beautiful they are. Like, I can reveal how beautiful people are. So I completely blanked out.
I think you just kind of tied in what you did in the past to what you're doing today. And I think for so many people, they forget that where you came from can serve you where you are today. And I didn't always think that teaching fitness classes was my purpose. But I know my purpose is to teach. And I know my purpose, like you've said, is to make people feel better, enjoy their life more, get the most out of this life, and see their own greatness.
Life is funny how if you look at my resume in my 20s, it's crazy the windy road that I've taken to get to where I am now, even just to finally allow myself to go into makeup and accept that's really what I wanted to do and not be in a cubicle. So you just don't know exactly where life's going to lead you. And then now I look back and it all actually makes sense. All of these most random jobs and careers ever, they all come together because ultimately I just wanted to reveal people's potentials. I just didn't want that to go to waste, especially talent. And so in some capacity or another, I helped people see that. And so I'm just doing it differently now, but I'm doing it in a way where I can reach more people. And it's having this amazing ripple effect because the people that I helped a year ago are the ones that are now helping me to help even more people. And it's just an amazing, beautiful thing.
If people are listening and they're like, you know, I've heard your program, Shalene, I know I need to basically building community, but they haven't taken that first step. What's something they could do today? Would you suggest people start an accountability group? And for what? Like, how do you even know what to create in a group around?
Think about what it is that you want and need in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think start with people who have that same common goal and get together and be accountable for each other. If you can get together for 30 days and reach a common goal together and keep everybody accountable, including yourself,
mm-hmm.
I think in that 30 days, you're going to discover things that you didn't even realize when you first started.
Yeah.
So I think start with that. Like, don't discount a small group. Doesn't have to be this giant idea. Mine wasn't. I started off really, really small, but I gave it my all and I gave my personal time and it grew.
Wow.
It just organically grew.
Didn't it? So how can people learn more about you, Tiffany? How can they watch what you're doing?
I would love for them to come find me over on my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/CoachGlitter1. Don't forget the number one.
Okay.
And on Instagram, I'm at Coach Glitter. And my website is coachglitter.com.
Great information there. Tiffany, this has been so fun. It's been fun to watch you change other people's lives.
Honestly, it's just so new that I'm like, wow, this is amazing that I have been given this opportunity to do that. And so much fun.
Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for sharing the show with everybody else. Thanks for believing in yourself and thinking that there is a possibility, a plan B, a way for you to really embrace your passion, your purpose. And in doing so, perhaps even pay some bills. I love you guys. Thanks for spending this time with me.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.